first things first, Neil, congratulations, 2 gold medals, brilliant.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's nice when the plan all comes together and you get the result that you're hoping for. Certainly wasn't planning for the 2 golds, but for it to all come together and get that recognition for all the hard work definitely means a lot.
What is the secret of your success? Is it just hard work?
There's definitely a lot of hard work. It isn't just hard work that gets you there, of course. It's training smart and making sure that you hit form at the right time. And it wasn't really until a couple of days before our World Championships that the form started to come. And then it was a case of holding it through to the Commonwealth Games as well, which, we got it bang on this time. It all seemed to fall into place just perfectly.
Yeah, and of course you went to the Commonwealth Games as a world champion as well. So it's been an amazing few weeks. Just sum up what this last few weeks has been like for you.
Yeah, well, it's been a bit of a journey, to be honest. After going back to 2016 Paralympics, where I came away with the silver, hoping to win gold there, it was a real disappointment, if I'm honest, and picking myself up from that point was quite hard. I started to wonder if it was kind of, getting towards the end of my career, maybe on sort of a downward spiral. But I'd put in some real hard work through 2017 to kind of get that base fitness back up and really push on to the next level. So for it to all come to fruition, firstly with the World Championships and getting the 2 golds out there, I mean, that was kind of, just a real end point to what's been a real hard couple of years, but just showed that it paid off. And then the Commonwealth Games was just a lot of fun in front of a crazy Australian crowd who made a lot of noise.
Yeah, absolutely. Team Scotland set an overseas record target of 30 medals. You played a big part, obviously, in helping them to smash that total, 44 medals. I mean, that's an amazing achievement for Team Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, it was huge, and it's so nice to be part of a multi-sport competition. I mean, we only do that every, at best, couple of years. To be racing on day one was felt like it was a lot of pressure to kind of get the ball rolling, really. But fortunately, our race went to plan, and then you started getting messages from people in other sports and things, and you realise kind of the impact it can have on the team. And then it was just great to kind of watch things go. I mean, particularly the track cycling team, they absolutely smashed it in the velodrome. I was so surprised at how far that team's come in 4 years since Glasgow, and it was quite a new, young team. We only picked up 5 medals there, and this time around it was 10, I think, in total. So it was an amazing team to be part of.
And you've got an amazing partnership with Matt Rotherham. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I only really started riding full-time with Matt in December. He is a man who is most definitely built for tandem racing. He's really strong. He suits the tandem well, and, he's someone I can definitely rely on to keep me safe on the bike, essentially. And, I'm shocked at how quickly we've gelled together and how quick we're going on the bike as well so soon. I mean, the plan was to be riding these sort of times that we're doing now in Tokyo in 2 years' time. So we're way ahead of schedule in that respect, which is pretty exciting, looking at how fast maybe we can go in the next couple of years. Hopefully we'll continue to be the team going forwards. That's down to British Cycling to decide, but we've definitely laid some pretty strong markers down there over the past few weeks.